Thank you for coming. Well, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. Yeah, my name is Rosalyn Peters, and I reside here in Baltimore, in Bowie, Maryland. And let us go to God in prayer. Well, Father, we just thank you for this morning. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for even waking us up this morning. We thank you for this amazing day. We ask that you would just be with us today, oh God. Help us to set our eyes and our hearts on this morning. Renew our spirits this morning. Fill us with your peace and your joy. We thank you. We love you. We need you this morning. We need you this morning. We need you to open our eyes and our ears so we can hear the word that will be preached to us, Almighty God. We thank you for the two angels that you have set in place to be on this call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon. We thank you for them, even as they opened up this call over 9 years ago, and happy anniversary to TMC this October. And we thank you for the Artists International, that the vehicle that brought us all together. And we thank you as you watch over our DSDL family. Oh, God, we just thank you for the speaker this morning. And God, we just love you and adore your precious name. Want you guys to just sit back, if this is your first time on this call, to just hear a great word from the Lord this morning. Host, are you there? Thank you, Lord. Host, are you there? You can take it away.
I'm here. Can you hear me, Minister Rosalyn?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Revive us again. God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings as we are celebrating 9 years here on the Master's Call. Tomorrow is our official date of celebration, but we have been celebrating every day this week, and God is continuing to take us higher and higher and higher. So thank you all for joining us here on the Master's Call. What an amazing day this has already started off with Minister Brenda, our prayer general, worshiping and bringing us into the Holy of Holies today. So thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for your melody of worship this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Rosalyn, for seating us and greeting us and for opening us up in prayer. And for each and every single one of you who have dialed in, thank you so much for calling in to the Master's Call. And our prayer is that your life will be empowered, enriched, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. And see, this call started back on October 25th of 2010. Yes, tomorrow officially 9 years ago. And we thank God for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because without their yes, we would not be able to have this telecommunication sanctuary where every single day, Monday through Friday, we have been here 9 years. You hear what I'm saying? Every day. We have not missed a day. And so if you are just joining us for the first time, we welcome you. We want to let you know that this call does have a website. First, let me give you the scripture reference, Psalm 88:13, which says, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we start this call off in prayer. We end in prayer. On Fridays, we open up the line to hear your prayer request and your praise reports. But if you are joining us for the first time and you want to go back and see what this call has been about and listen to some of the messages, because they're all archived on our website, that would be www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of our messages archived on our website. You will see the bios of our speakers. You will see information from the inception of this call. So please visit and share our website with someone else. Also, if you have a prayer request, a praise report, this week is our celebration week. If this call has been a blessing to you, I simply ask that you would just send us an email to info@themasterscall.net or go onto our website and please comment in the comments how the Master's Call has been a blessing to you. We would love to see it and share it. So please, please, please visit the website. Also, you can send the email to info@themasterscall.net. Immediately following this call, we head over to the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005. You want to use the access code 957-677-POUND, and that is immediately following this call. And today is Thursday, and so it is Testimonial Thursday, and the manager, Deborah Smith, will be the host on the new morning motivational call. So you could join us after this call. Artist Life is the thread that knitted us all together here. Artist Life is a phenomenal health and wellness company that is transforming lives all over the world. And so we're grateful for Artist Life because many of us have been Artist Life distributors, are Artist Life distributors, and some of you will be Artist Life distributors. So get back with the person that invited you to this call, and they will share more with you about Artist Life. We also have first-time exciting event that will be happening this Saturday. Yes, Celebration Week. There is celebrations going on all over the place. And so this week there will be a ordination that will be happening in Prairie View, Texas. In Prairie View, Texas, that will be taking place on Saturday, October the 26th at 2 o'clock p.m. The Gathering of the Eagles Ministry presents an ordination ceremony. Well, our own minister, Kai Brown, along with Patricia Lawrence Lampton, will be ordained on Saturday. And so I will give you additional information, but I just want to give you that date. So if you're anywhere near Prairie View, Texas, you want to make sure that you are in the house, and I'll come back at the end and give you that, but I am going to go ahead and bring our speaker up so that she can go forth with what she has to tell us straight from the throne room. And so who is our anointed and appointed speaker for this morning? That is none other than Apostle Edith Wells. And again, I'm going to give you a little bit about her bio. She is a native-born Mississippian. She was raised and received her formal education, graduating from East Central High School in Hurley, Mississippi, born the seventh of 13 children to Mr. and Mrs. Josh Alma Wells Sr. She has six brothers and six sisters, wow, with a host of nephews, nieces, great-nephews, and great-nieces, the mother of two daughters and a son, married to her daughter, presently a grandmother, to a grandson. I mean, there is so much I could say about this lady, and I'm going to say go and read the website. She is definitely a professional in every single aspect. She holds many titles, many platforms, much training, very skillful, so many church affiliations. But today she is our appointed speaker for today. She is a member of, and if this is the church that you're going to, Apostle Wells, just let us know. But Living Word Fellowship in Alabama, the Living Word Faith Center in Houston, Texas. Faith Center in Houston, Texas, presently serving as Breath of Life International Disciple Training Center, Deer Park, Texas, where her pastors are Dr. Apostle Albert and Dr. Prophetess Marcella Anderson. And as an artist life businesspreneur, her appointment with artists has allowed her to maintain a healthy and well body. So definitely her appointment has changed her life, and she loves each and every single one of you to life. And as she always says, shalom. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear for the next 15 minutes will be none other than Apostle Edith Wells. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Lauderdale?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Thank you so very much. Pray with me, TMC family. Abba, Father, we thank you and we praise you for another day, another opportunity, life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Father, that you know our hearts and our heart's desires. We repent of anything that's not like you in our lives, Father. We pray that you will forgive us for our sins. Now, Father, in Psalms 19, you said, let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Speak for us and through us, Father, and let us speak from anointed lips to anointed ears, so that those who have ears to hear will hear and receive what you're saying in this hour. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. I greet each of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. To the leaders of this call that I believe have been appointed by our Father, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherstone and Dr. T.K. Roberts Patton. And to all of those leaders who are a part of the TMC family, I listened this morning as my quote-unquote homegirl, Minister Brenda Terrell, told us, Yeshua Jesus who died, he's now glorified. He's the King of all kings. And then she went there with, hallelujah, bind of glory, revive us again. I am so thankful that it's those hymns that have kept us and continues to keep us. We appreciate you for greeting us, Minister Roslyn, and our host, Minister Lauderdale. Thank you for your introduction. I am a disciple, a Hebrew disciple at Breath of Life International Ministry in Deer Park, Texas. And I am so humbled to have this opportunity to speak with you this morning. I believe that the Holy Spirit gave me nine and counting, if I were to use as a subject. I want to talk about nine from several different perspectives. I've used the Scriptures Bible, Hebrew Roots Bible, as well as the New International Version Bible. So some of the scripture references I'll be using will come from one of those two Bibles. I've also used Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary to define some of the things, because nine, the number nine, you know, nine is the last number before you go to the double digits. So it's a cardinal number, and the prime importance of a cardinal is four virtues: justice, prudence, temperance, and fortitude. And the definition, virtue is a conformity to a standard of right, mortality. And I want you to listen because TMC family represents who you are, moral excellency, justice, the maintenance and or administration of what is just by the impartial adjustment of conflicting claims or the assignment of merits or merited awards, or it could be by punishment. It's the judge, the administration of the law. It's the establishment or determination of rights according to the rules of law or equity. Prudence is the ability to govern the discipline oneself by the use of reason. Temperance is moderation in action, thoughts, or feelings. It can also be restraint. And fortitude is the strength of mind that enables a person to encounter danger or bear pain or adversity with courage. TMC family, you're still standing because you've had an opportunity to demonstrate those virtues. Along with those come integrity, purity, chastity, goodness, effectiveness, force, honor, power, quality, strength, and merit. I want to talk a little bit, though, about the meaning of the number 9 in Hebrew. The word is used, number 9 is used 49 times in the scriptures. And it symbolizes divine completeness or conveys the meaning of finality. How much shit Christ died at the 9th hour of the day or 3 p.m. to take away the self, to make the way of salvation open to all of us. Yeshua is our heavenly inspector. He's like a fruit inspector, gathering evidence for his divine court. And you know, the fruit of the Spirit takes 9 forms, which are so listed in Galatians 5:22-23. When it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, number 1, joy, 2, peace, 3, patience, 4, kindness, 5, goodness, 6, faithfulness, 7, gentleness, 8, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. TMC family, you've got to have the goods. You've got to have the fruits of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit shows evidence of the character change within those of us who grow into spiritual maturity. You know, these are the 9 gifts of the Spirit. And they are listed in 1 Corinthians 12:8-10. Verse 8 begins, for to one is given a word of wisdom through the Spirit. See which one of the gifts you're utilizing, TMC family, because it's vital that we recognize who we are and what he's imparted to us and then make sure that we utilize them. And for you to be a part of the Master's call, I'm sure you've got one of these spirits, one of these gift of the Spirit. And number 2, to another, a word of knowledge according to the same Spirit. And number 3, to another, belief by the same Spirit. And to another, number 4, gift of healing by the same Spirit. And number 5, to another, operations of powers. And number 6, to another, prophecy. And to another, discernment of spirits. And to another, number 8, another kind of tongue. And number 9, another is the interpretation of tongue. There's one other group of 9 that I'd like to share with you, TMC family. Because there are also 9 beatitudes in Matthew 5:3-11, which manifests the fruit of the Spirit. Beginning with verse 3, says, blessed are the poor in spirit, because theirs is the reign of heaven. Number 2, Blessed are those who mourn, because they shall be comforted. Every one of us, if you have accepted the Lord as your Savior, you have or you will experience these fruits. And they're fruits. They don't feel like it sometimes, but they are fruits of the Spirit. Verse 5 says, blessed are the meek, because they shall inherit the earth. Verse 6, number 4 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, hallelujah, because they shall be filled. There are times when you want to make sure you're doing what's right, even though you don't understand it, but you have a desire to just do the will of the Father. And it's a good thing to hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake. Verse 7 says, blessed are the compassionate, because they shall obtain compassion. Oh, my, 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 my. Verse 8 says, blessed are the clean, King James says, pure in heart, because they shall see Elohim. It's so vital that every day we're seeking to maintain a clear heart, a clean heart, a pure heart. Verse 9 goes on to say, blessed are the peacemakers, because they shall be called sons of Elohim. Verse 10. You know, I got to go on because I got some notes. Blessed are those persecuted for righteousness' sake, because theirs is the reign of the heavens. I can remember so vividly when I said to my father, Father, why am I being accused, persecuted? And I'm seeking to do what's right. But when we know what the scripture says, then you can understand that these are a part of the fruits of the Spirit. These are part of the Beatitudes. These are part of what the Father has told us that we are to expect. It goes on to say, we're still in the Beatitudes. Verse number, oh, glory, glory, glory. 9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, because they shall be called sons of Elohim. Now, what's a peacemaker? It's when you can see that everything that somebody is saying or doing is doing the opposite of what they ought to be doing. But you do all you can to maintain that peace. Minister, a lot of days, there she's so right. When I tell you about Yehovah Shalom, destroying the authority of chaos in your life is what I'm saying. Because that's what shalom means. And we, as those who have accepted him as our Lord and Savior, we should always be peacemakers. Verse 10 says, blessed are those persecuted for righteousness' sake, because theirs is the reign of the heavens. And I promise you, we will and we are persecuted. Verse 11 goes on to say, blessed are you when they reproach and persecute you and falsely say every wicked word against you for my sake. In other words, he's letting you know, don't be surprised. Yeah, they're going to do it. But he said they're doing it for his sake. I was just so thankful because, you see, I keep telling folks, the Bible's not in any new chapters, no new book, no new verses. Oh, Lord, I got to wrap this up. All right? Let me go down here. True reward is what I want to tell you about. Matthew 23:11 says, but he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And then it says, but the greatest among you shall be your servant. You, members of the Master Call, have something to give someone around you today. A word of encouragement, a gentle hug, a bit of advice. Those are eternal things that will not pass away. Awards will eventually crumble and accolades will be forgotten. But those little things you do in service to others will remain. So keep on doing what you're doing. Mark 9:35 says, and sitting down, he called the 12 and said to them, if anyone wishes to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. Remember Master's call? Some servants rarely think of themselves as doing anything out of the ordinary, when what they do is actually quite extraordinary. What you're doing is extraordinary. The Apostle Paul called himself a slave to HaMashiach Christ, yet he was too concerned about being a good servant to ever worry about being a real slave. Why? Because true servants are motivated by love. It is love they know they have to receive from HaMashiach Christ, and it is love they give as they serve. Then he said to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his stake or his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23. TMC family, always know the way you live your life daily is the loudest message you will ever speak. Lean on Yahweh as you go forward for direction, and keep leaning on him for the wisdom and courage to finish what you've begun. Back to you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty, mighty prophetic word this morning. Thank you so much, Apostle Wells. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, here on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the glory, the kingdom, thine is the glory and honor, in Jesus' name. We bless you, God. We thank you as we're celebrating 9 years of enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives. God, we thank you for each and every caller that has dialed in. We thank you for each and every prayer request. We thank you for each and every praise report. We thank you for every question. We thank you for every message. We thank you for every messenger. We thank you, God, for every song that was sang. We thank you, God, for your presence here. We thank you, God, for Artist Life and for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, God, for every yes. We thank you, Father God, for those who have called in, those that have shared, for every email. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you for every caller that has dialed in over the 9 years, for those who have shared, those who have invited, those that continue to listen in all over the world. We just simply say thank you. God, we thank you for Apostle Edith Wells this morning and for her message to us. Father, I pray that you would fill her up with your virtue until she overflows in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that we are kept by you. And so as we say today, hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Revive us again, O Lord, and we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. And these things we decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To go back to hear the replay, please dial 712-432-01085. Use the access code 294617 pound. We'll be headed over to the new morning motivational call with manager Deborah Smith. It is Testimonial Thursday. That number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294617 pound. Wow, it's been a blessing today. Minister Brenda, thank you for opening us up in praise and worship this morning. Minister Rosalind Peters, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us. Apostle Wells, thank you so much for the prophetic and profound message this morning. Remember, Saturday, October 26th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., join the Gathering of the Eagles Ministry with Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for the upcoming ordination ceremony, doing her prophetic conference at 2 p.m. and back for the powerful time of prophetic worship at 7 at Mount Corinth Missionary Baptist Church. That will be at 806 7th Street in Hempstead, Texas. Remember, our own Minister Kai Brown will be one of the wonderful ones that will be anointed and appointed and ordained on that particular day. So please, please join her as we celebrate the new things that will be happening in her life in this particular time in the season, along with, again, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. So thank you to each one of you. May God continue to bless you and keep you. Please join us again here tomorrow as it is our celebration day. Apostle Wells, can you come back to the line and give us our benediction for the day?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can. Take it away.
TMC family, Yahweh bless you and guard you. Yahweh make his face shine upon you and show favor to you. Yahweh God lift up his face upon you and give you his peace. Thus we must put his name on us as the children of Israel, and he himself will bless us. I wish each of you shalom, and know that I love each of you to life. Shalom.